This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 2nd. Well, I hope everybody's going to enjoy the 4th of July weekend. We tend to rally into holiday weekends, but the market started off very strong today. Now it's starting to weaken as traders clean out their inventory for the holidays. But I thought I'd just discuss the economic news this week. The biggest news to me was that ADP revised their May payroll over 5.8 million higher. So the discrepancy between ADP and the Labor Department on payroll job growth was basically due to ADP. So I thought the Labor Department might have had an error. So that issue is resolved, okay? And of course, we had a better than expected June payroll report today. So the market got excited. However, if you read all the details, there's a problem. And the problem is permanent job losses are rising, okay? They're the highest in 6 years. The other problem is of the big payroll gain in June, 2.1 million were in travel and leisure. And of course, all the new coronavirus restrictions being reimposed right now are going to impact that industry. Ironically, I'm actually in Napa right now for a family event. What's happening is the resort's very, very stressed because even though this county did not get shut down in California, the other counties nearby are. So there's just a lot of stress among the workers, and they're just worried it's going to spread to them and they'll have to go back on unemployment. And of course, some of these workers might actually get paid more on unemployment because things aren't that busy. So fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is the economic news has largely been painting a V-shaped recovery. And it's not just the U.S., it's around the world. All the May reports were very strong. A good example is German retail sales were up over 12%, and no one expected anywhere near that. So that's the good news, and China's PMI's up, and highest in depending which survey you look at, 3 to 6 months. So the world is trying to get back to normal, but we have a little stutter step here with the coronavirus restrictions, unfortunately, being reimposed in many big states. So what I expect next week is some consolidation. That's normal after holiday weekend. There will be some anxiety building going into the second quarter announcement season, but the good earnings will come out early, okay? And so we'll have about 3 weeks of good earnings propelling our stocks higher, and then the bad earnings will come out a little later, and then kind of might ruin the party for some folks. So expect a lot of volatility, okay? The other comment I have is there are bubbles out there, and a lot of people were pleasantly surprised by Tesla's very strong sales in the second quarter, much higher than expected. But, you know, auto sales are down 34%, and Tesla is down big time in the last 12 months because the sales in both America and China collapsed. And in Europe, they're no longer number one. They only have 8% of the market. Renault is always number one, and Volkswagen Group is now outselling Tesla in Europe. And that's the strongest market for EV sales because the European Union is mandating it. But you know, it's funny how everything is spun, and I'm not anti-Tesla. The new 3 and Ys are much better vehicles and much safer than their previous vehicles. But there's some bubbles forming out there, and I just worry that some of the things are being hyped might not come to fruition. And of course, the biggest hype is this Nikola, this truck company that started accepting deposits this week for a pickup they may or may not build 6 years from now. But Wall Street, again, continues to promote companies with no material sales, earnings, or even products because they want to underwrite bonds, convertibles, stocks for them. You know, when Wall Street does an underwriting, they make 8%. So you got to be careful. There's going to be some bubbles pricked out there, and we're going to have to consolidate. But our best defense is always a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. We don't pay the premium multiples a lot of other people will pay now. The other significant news this week was the Fed. It wasn't so much that Jerome Powell was testifying in front of Congress with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin this week. The big news was those FOMC minutes. They revealed that, of course, the Fed's going to remain highly accommodative, but there was an extensive discussion about them capping bond yields. And guess what happened early this week? The 3-, 5-, and 7-year Treasury yields hit record lows. So our market is mostly propelled by the Fed. Again, you can get out of the market, but then you might have to get back in because of the dividend yield conundrum, because the Dow is yielding well over 4 times the 10-year Treasury yield, and the S&P is yielding well over 3 times. So that's the environment we're in right now, folks. The market has a good foundation under it because of the yield. The market is responding to all the V-shaped economic news we've had. That was mostly May news. The June news will not be as promising, okay? But it'll still be positive. And now we're about to slow down again in July because of the coronavirus restrictions. So is this going to be a fascinating environment we're in? You know, I don't have the travel and hospitality stocks in my portfolios. So you know, it's tragic what's happening in that sector. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that the money's flowing to other sectors. So this is going to be a very narrow market moving forward. I think there are some bubbles that need to be pricked, and I think there's some excessive valuations. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, if we own the creme, we should be okay. But expect the market to get bumpy in the summer months, as it always does. Now, with that said, I said that last year, and the market went up last August, okay? And in presidential election years, the markets tend to rally going into the election. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Obviously, President Trump was very excited about the payroll report today. Obviously, he is a big cheerleader for the U.S. economy. And to be honest with you, we kind of need that now. But then there's also reality. And so I just think we should be really, really smart here and only own stocks that are going to have phenomenal second quarter and third quarter results. And the second quarter is going to be a tough quarter. The third quarter might not be as good as we previously hoped because of the coronavirus restrictions. But the companies that can sustain better than expected results are going to go higher. So hang in there, folks. I know it's still a very stressful environment for a lot of people because of what's going on with the travel restrictions. And you know, it's hard for families to see each other because, you know, they got to quarantine, all that stuff. So, but you know, the good news is there is a silver lining critical path out there we can follow. And that's what we'll continue to follow in the upcoming weeks and months. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Have a great 4th, everybody. Take care.